Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Well, today hasn't really gone my way. Just starting off working with a marketing agency. And, you know, my team's been going through the sales training. They've been doing pretty well. And just learning, like, nice sales presses, how to work with leads. And I've hired an agency to basically create ads, book the appointments. And all my team has to do is focus on closing those leads that come in. And I'm frustrated because when I met with the sales rep from the agency, like, yeah, we'll get you lots of appointments, lots of leads. We'll schedule them and your team folks close it. They're great. Sounds awesome. I really like you guys because I was the one to do the follow-up, the scheduling, and the confirmation of showing to the appointment. To me, that's the biggest value. I don't want my team chasing leads that pop up on Facebook because anyone can put up a trash lead, chase a contact, but the real work is getting someone to show up to an appointment. And so that was the value that I saw. And so they're like, oh, yeah, sounds good. One thing requires your team goes through sales training to get everything ready. So I'm okay. That makes sense. As you're going through these trainings, the first five training sessions, the first day is like, all right, so we're going to talk about free. And people ask if the program is free, how you say no without saying no. And you really, they roll that seed into the membership. So I'm like, wait, what? What are you talking about? And so I've got through the training for like a week and a half at this point. So I want to see all the whole program twice over. And basically what they do is they put up a Facebook ad that says, hey, attend a free 6 weeks challenge for our gym and you get it for free. And then when the people come in like, wait, it's free. I can't wait to sign up. And then it turns out what happens is you have to pay $500 up front. You do the 6 week challenge. And it's like, hey, you passed the challenge. Now we're going to roll that $500 into an annual membership that's now $50 a month. You get a free, whatever the program is, you now get it as a credit to your membership. So it's total BS. Like, it's not even real. You don't get a free challenge. You just get it. You get, like, store credit. It's all it is. And you pay $500 to get a $500 store credit, which is garbage. Like, that's such bait and switch BS. And so I emailed back when I finally, like, put the pieces together and figured out what the heck is going on. Emailed back to my account rep and said, hey, I can name Josh. You know, what's going on? We sell a $180 a month package. We're working with high-end clients. People pay almost $2,000 a year to work at the studio. I'm not throwing down the word free, because when they see free, these are very smart, very intellectual people. I'm not playing games here. You know, what other marketing programs can we do? Because this is not going to fly. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, we do the free ads because it does two things. You lose 20 pounds or you lose 7.5% body fat, and then you roll it in so that you can change as many lives as possible. Oh, you're doing great. Like, wait, no, I don't need 100,000 leads. I need 30 new members a month or whatever. I still haven't figured out what that number is, but 30 members a month. And I don't need 100,000 people walking into my team to close 5% of these leads. I need people that are serious, like they know who we are, what we offer. And I don't even know if this agency even knows that, like, that we're a boutique studio that offers a premium product. They look to them many times over. So I'm fed up. Really, I feel like I got leads. And that was what Maya is doing. I'm going to take ownership of it. And I'm really looking at the contract. And basically, if in the first 30 days you're going to part ways, you lose your $1,000, or if you have to do like a cancellation without notice afterwards, it's a $2,000 cancellation fee. And so I think I'm at the spot where I want someone who can make sure any leads that are generated, whether it's in-house or external, that someone is working way cheaper than what my managers are making to get these people into the office. And so I'm ticked off at myself because I didn't think about what kind of sales tactics are out there and what folks could be doing that will cheapen the brand and cheapen the experience and play these sales sleazy games to try to just get a few more people in the door and I pay more appointment for tea. And I'm just annoyed at anything. That may work in like the cheapo gym world, but I want to work with integrity and really honor my members, honor my staff, and have like straightforward conversations. And maybe that's not the industry. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm reading too much into codes of conduct. But I think it's just a really... part of this reminds me of when I was in high school. There's some ad in the paper. It's like, hey, hot dog eating contest. Use me hot dogs, win prizes. I'm like, okay, cool. So I drive like a half an hour. I show up at, what was it? Some like Chevy dealership in like Lakeville, Minnesota. I show up and there's like some kid making this hot dog station. And I was expecting like a Nathan's hot dog competition thing. And it's just like a kid with a hot dog stand inside the dealership. So like, okay, how does this work? He said, well, he's eating hot dogs in like 15 minutes. Well, okay, cool. I'm here to win and win some like free car mats for my car. I was like, well, I mean, you win the car mats if you can eat like 5 hot dogs, but you only get the car mats when you buy a car. I was like, wait, what? It's like, yeah, it's in the fine print. In the fine print that's, you know, 6 inches tall, talking about APR rates, money down, must live in Minnesota, be one or older to win a lottery ticket. Inside all that fine print, it says prizes are only valid with a new car purchase. And so I'm mad at myself because I believe the best in people. I believe people don't want to do these weird marketing tactics and games. But they say what they mean, they mean what they say. And so this whole thing of, yeah, it's a free gym membership in the sense that you pay us $500, then you get a free $500. You got a free $500 because it's now going to roll into your members. Like, that's, it reminds me of the car dealership and the hot dogs. And that little chubby kid trying to get me to buy a car. He's probably 10 years old anyways, and there's no way he was even allowed to work there. He's probably some guy's kid or whatever. But anyhow, all that to say, I'm tired. I'm pissed off at this marketing in the way people try to twist people into getting memberships to pay out money and try to just buy another product, make a couple bucks, and to ruin an industry reputation. The gym and health and fitness industry is reputable. It's high standard and needs to have good people in it. The folks that weren't saying things are just garbage marketer. Like, they don't know how to run good campaigns and they get good traffic quickly resorting to low level black net tap. That takes me out. I'm out. That's why I'm mad. And on top of that, a guy who's been doing some sales, we're working some leads. I'm paying $200 a day, which feels like a lot of money, into some campaigns to try to get fresh blood into the gym. He looked like audiences. All these different things. Like, in the middle of the day, there's like 2 leads that haven't been touched. So I'm asking the rep, like, hey, are we working these? And then I was ready to send it. And then he emailed me randomly out of the blue first. Like, hey, man, unless it's commission only, but this is a lot of risk for me. You know, can I have a guaranteed draw out of this? Like, yes. We'll make sure. Like, I've told you, like, I threw out an estimate. You said yes. I'll make sure you're good. But like, we're in the middle of a marketing campaign here right now doing a crazy good giveaway. So if we normally charge $500, we're now doing $379. And like, it's a killer deal. And my one like part-time sales rep who is going to be ditching me anyway in a few months is now asking for a guaranteed, you know, it's not even much. Like, it's $1,500 for 2 weeks. But just the mentality that I know they don't know me. The staff don't know me. Sales guy doesn't know me. The marketing guy doesn't know me. Nobody knows my background. They don't know how I handle myself. They don't know that I'm going to be good to my word. It just annoys me, though, that in the middle of like a sales blitz, we've got like 10 days to do something here, that people are asking for like guarantees on their money. We'll make sure it's good. Like, can we not look sideways when we're trying to look forward? And that one's just more agonizing. That one doesn't take me off. It's just annoying, man. Like, I don't mind asking for a raise. You know, we'll talk about it. We'll figure it out. We'll make sure everyone's good. But like, not in the middle of a game do you negotiate your NFL contract when it's the second quarter. Like, hey, bro, I want a signing bonus. I forgot about my signing bonus before I signed. I'm like, get back in the game. Go play football. Go win us a game. And yeah, we'll probably have a little bit more dough for your signing bonus. Like, for real. Like, we talk and negotiate. We're not in the middle of a blitz play here right now. So it's a That and at the top of that day job, I'm mentally distracted. I'm working my day job. I'm getting stuck in some data things. So that's felt a little bit rough. I don't want to work another late day, but thanks to my wife, I say, sorry, it's a long day. I got to work late so I can keep up with my W-2 demand. There's a lot. But I don't know. I'm just vented to the world right now with my earbuds. Is that funny? It's still recording. Okay, good. That was a good 10-minute rant. I was didn't want to lose any of that. I just want people to be focused on the longevity, the long-term things, the big things, and not get tripped up over nickels. What is it? Tripping over dollars just to save a nickel? Something like that. Like, yes, we'll make sure you get paid. We'll make sure I do good on this. I don't know. I don't have a perfect answer right now. Maybe I need to have a good answer because I'm the boss and I need to have an answer. I know. Right now, I keep my day job. I'm trying to get you more lean so you can make more commission so we can get more members. And I realize I have to fire a marketing agency doing sleazy tactics. And people are like, hey, quick call. Like, what about? Like, what do we have to talk about? It's like, oh, we need to do a pre-call to your actual call within another marketing agency. Like, no. If this does nothing to further if I'm not going to make revenue off this call, or I'm not going to be closer to figuring out how you're going to help me with my gym, no, we're not going to do it. Oh, I don't have time for a quick chat. No, I don't. I'm not going to say how my day is going. No. So how is it just like ignore people? It's like, no, I'm not going to have a time for a quick chat. And so this is probably the most interesting episode out of all of them. So I'm probably the most frazzled, wound up, picking leaves, kind of pissy at the whole day, and just realizing, like, this is a good day, this is a good life, it's just been a rough, and so, I have a smile on my face, I'm just gonna go crush it at the WCU, and, oh no, here's a win, there's always a silver lining, there's always a win. One of the part-time managers, she has just a lot going on, so we're amicably agreeing, like, hey, thanks for helping out. Thanks for, like, being available to, like, open and close the door. And grief members, you're a great person. Time life's just a little busy right now for a good arranging. So my manager said, like, hey, can we go find a new hire? I said, yeah. Like, you know, the guy run by you, you know, you talk to them, make sure they're going to pass my sniff test. But, yeah, if this is someone you want to work with, let's rock and roll. And so I think I know who that's going to be. She reached out to someone. It happened to be another member that I've been, like, I friended like a week ago because they were pretty cool. And it sounds like we'll be interviewing a new part-time manager to replace manager number 3. So that was good. I'm really excited about that one. They want to get into HR long-term. And so they're like, hey, what's your business plan? Like, let me tell you the business plan. We're going to be going here. We're going to be acquiring this. We're going to be opening that. And your first one will get into HR. And so it'd be nice to have an HR person for the umbrella company. Not just for the first location or the second location, but like for the whole operation, make sure we're HR good to go as anything. That was a good win. Talk to the accountant. We double checked payroll. The bank account is good to go. We're doing our first payroll run today. So kind of weird. I look forward to it. You know how I've done this. It wasn't as scary as the Saturdays, but don't want to get the revenue. I was getting only revenue yet. Just still working on the equity injection on the app from Rosie, and then any like drawback, whatever. So it's plenty of money. It's all good. We're not gonna die. We're not gonna pull up the credit card and start racking up debt. Thinking what I'm really looking. You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to getting that second location. Finally unleashing all these episodes. Because if you guys have made it this far, we're like, what, 115, 110 episodes in this. Finally launching this thing. Guys, I need to be surrounded by more business owners that are dealing with the little things and the big things right now. Because I don't know who to talk to. When I'm having a day, like, my ASL account got shut down. This marketing agency sucks. This employee doesn't need for a raise. And no, they don't deserve a raise. Or, like, this sales rep is wanting to change their comp structure halfway through our marketing campaign. Or how the heck am I going to... I don't know. Those are just the things top of mind. I don't want people to bounce ideas around. Maybe I should just start on my own mastermind and charge people for it, make a fortune. I don't know. But with the second studio, annually, the parent company will do a little over $1 million in revenue. So being able to have that golden seven-figure business owner, stupid label, but a lot of organizations need you to have million net gross revenue and join any sort of like entrepreneurial owner, club, mastermind. So attaining that magical seven numbers,
I'll be up next week. So get ready for that one.
At this point, January cannot come fast enough. So we'll see. We'll keep things plugging away.
And
tonight, we're going to just plug away at the W-2, one thing at a time. I'm really thinking faster at firing quick answers, thinking things through, and not being so formal. And just acknowledging, yep, this has to happen, this has to happen. Sign this, I'll say this, it's part of the budget. Yes, don't even think twice. Get it done. Let's move. And I don't know. I'm seeing the value in having the right people in the right places more than nickel and diming thing.
Yeah, it's just annoying, man.
So, anyhow, this is kind of an event episode, but really, who's going to be part of the 5 Club vision? And that's just the current vision. But who's going to be here for the 5 Clubs? Who's going to get to 3 Clubs? Who's going to have something scalable and value adding to the brand? And at the end of the day, like, no, you're going to hold back the brand. You're going to do these fleazy tactics. You're going to try to change comp plans in the middle of the field. No, like, this is not going to fly. This works now, sure. Yes, we will do something today. We'll write you a check. But I'm also going to write you a check and kick you out the door because this is not going to fly long term. So, nice person. I like you. Parting is friend. See ya. And that's the way I'm going to phrase it. So, not making enemies, not burning bridges. But no, you're not going to get, people are not going to get invited to the next go around the next party if there's weird games along the way. It's just annoying. It's not the right way to do it. And if there's a problem, then let's address it head on up front. And I don't know. Sales guy is good. I make you think for the longer, I'm not sure. Marketing agency, I just straight up fire him. I just got back to the house from a nice long walk. I'm going to go in and confirm that I need them for the booking service. No, I do not want them running free, not free ads. And if they can't agree to that, we're going to part as friends, refund everything, and unwind it because that's garbage. That's not going to fly. That's where we're at. That's where I'm going to go. I got my walk in, had to see the event and get the blood moving and drink probably 2 Nalgene's worth of water. So I have to go pee. I'm going to go, I don't know. I'm next to a tree. I might kick it. That's going to hurt my foot. I'm going to go inside, go sit down, get some work done. Thanks for listening to the event and take action. And thanks for listening to the rant.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.